constantly gathering skills as they go. This will require intensive learning. Having access to information also changes the way we work. In the past, we would work in the community in which we live. You may travel to your workplace, but the distance would never be more than an hour or two at the absolute most. With the information age, we now can work with people anywhere around the world. You can call them, chat to them via the internet, and share documents. You can now easily work with someone who not only doesn't live in your community, but they don't live in your country. The future is about working globally in teams that are constructed from different locations around the world. Small business is the new growth industry. Part of the information age has taught us that human connection is paramount. So working in small teams will support this. In the past, people worked in companies with several thousand employees. Large corporations will need to deconstruct into smaller parts to survive. Knowing each other is vital. Human potential is the new unique selling proposition. In the future, you'll work in a small team, sourcing partners from around the world, finding the skills you need to support your business. You'll be directing your work tasks, vision, and the learning that you need to achieve this. You will set meetings with your virtual assistant who lives in Spain, your marketing consultant in America, your accountant in China, and your sales manager who lives in India. You will be the driver of your business. To do this, you will set in place a support team, your virtual assistant, personal trainer, coach, mentor, yoga instructor, social network group, a partner or friend will be your support team. You will determine the learning you need when you identify what you need. You will want it taught to you in time, flexibly and easily. This is in direct contrast from how you were taught. Someone decided what you needed to know and how you needed to know it. Education systems told us what we had to learn. Education and knowledge were power. With the information age, anyone can access information. You will see knowledge reduce in value. Increasing in value will be more tangible, intangible areas, such as intuition, creativity, and empathy, right brain activities. To survive in this new world, you will need to reinvent yourself. You will need to be open to learning and development. Self-directed learning is the new learning, although some of you have been doing this all your life. Self-directed learning, as it states, is directed by you. You will no longer sit waiting for others to tell you what you need to know. You will determine this. You will let people know what you want to learn and how you want to learn it. You will learn flexibly, online, voice to voice. You will plan out your learning, supported by your coach. You will learn, change, and grow. Self-directed learning is the way forward because its focus is on you. This is so much more empowering. Currently, many $1 billion are spent by corporations each year on training and consulting. Many studies have found that the return on investment of these activities are very, very low. Organizations are looking to new ways of developing themselves. Coaching departments are being created in many top 500 Fortune companies. The results from coaching, as recorded so far, are great, creating a much higher return on investment. Coaching is about self-directed learning. As the client, you decide what you want to learn and how you need to change or develop. The coach supports you along this learning pathway. Part of self-directed learning requires you to learn more about who you are and how you learn best. Keep a journal to document how you gather and generate information and ideas. Then create a plan and action steps. Your coach is there to support you in this process. Developing, changing, and growing is a fun but challenging experience. To be successful, you need to have a team supporting you. If you look back and observe a tough time in your life, did you have a support team there with you? Usually, when we are going through difficult times, we shut off all supports. We recoil, and this in itself exacerbates the difficulty. To be successful in moving forward, you need a support team. You need to know as much about yourself as possible, understanding what you believe in, what you value, and how you learn. Today, you join one support team, the alumni at ICA. You will connect with other graduates and continue along your journey of being an extraordinary person. Your openness to learning and growing will ensure your success, and today we acknowledge the learning and growing you have been doing while studying at ICA. We are here and part of your journey. On behalf of everyone at ICA, we congratulate you today in graduating, and we wish you the best adventure that is before you. I'd like to thank all of the staff at ICA who supported you and the buddies who volunteered their time to assist you along the way. Have the best celebration ever. Thank you.
Thanks, Bron. That's fantastic. I'm just going to unmute everyone.
Yeah.
Express their views on that. Yes, hello, everyone's back. It's amazing, Bron, isn't it? This is the third graduation today. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Yeah. Have
Great.
You been to the... You were at the last one, correct?
I was at the last one, and Amanda has been to all three.
Wow. Way to go, Amanda. There's a lot of students graduating this year. It's fantastic. Or this 6 months, even. Okay, well, what I'd like to do now is open up for people to share their thoughts and feelings on graduating. And I'm going to call down the list of people as they came in. If I get your name not quite right, I apologize. Just correct me. Okay, so we have Amy from... the first person was Joy from Portland. Joy, would you like to share anything? Okay, let's go to Dee Dee from New York. We'll come back to Joy. Dee Dee from New York. Would you like to unmute yourself?
Sorry, my line was on mute. This is Joy.
Oh, Joy. No, that's great, Joy. And look, everybody, while Joy is talking, if everyone can just push *6 on their phone, that would be fantastic. Go ahead, Joy.
Oh, okay. I'm not quite sure what to say. I'm just happy to be graduating. It's been a really good experience. It's difficult at times, but I really enjoy coaching. I think that my best experience with ICA was the supervised coaching. I found I just got so much from that. And even just the coaching I did on my own, it just increased my confidence. And made me feel like I definitely am able to get out there and start to do more of my own thing. Even though right now I'm kind of still developing that, I feel like I'm off to a good start. And I definitely recommend getting training to be a coach. I know there's a lot of people out there doing coaching with no training. And I'm so happy I did it. I just feel like I have just a bigger understanding of what coaching is about and the ethics and everything. So I feel really prepared. For continuing on. I don't know if anybody heard me, but anyway.
Hello. We heard you, Joy.
Oh,
we
okay.
heard you.
All right.
Robin, are you there?
Okay, maybe she's been muted off or something. Sometimes that happens. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay, well, we're still here, which is good. That was, who was just speaking?
It was Joy.
Joy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joy. We did hear you. Let me see. I know Robin has a list of people, and perhaps she'll be coming back onto the line in a moment.
This is Dee Dee. I was next.
Go, Dee Dee. Way to go.
Yes, thank you. It's been a wonderful journey. It's been a marvelous learning experience. I am better for every class that I take and everything I have learned. Each person I coach, I have grown as a person and grown in my knowledge and insight of people. It is a joy with my clients, and I thank every ICA teacher for all that they gave and all of their support. And to my fellow students, I learned from them, I grew from them, And I congratulate all who are on this call.
Great. Thank you so much, Dee Dee.
Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic. Have we got Robin back at all? No, maybe in a moment. Next we've got Francois.
Yes, Jean-Francois from Thailand. I'd like to share that ICED offered me a fantastic learning experience and two highlights. The first highlight was just simply being coached by a fellow student and putting coaches' shoes was a second awakening to the potential of coaching. And the second highlight was supervised sessions with Sherry, which were a fantastic, tremendous learning experience for 3 months. And I am so grateful for this. And I would like to thank my partner, who's been very understanding and supportive along these 8 months with very early wake-up calls and late nights. So thank you to ICA.
Thank you very much. And can everybody hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm not sure what happened then. Thank you. So the next person on the list we have is Stacey from Australia. Would you like to share something, Stacey?
Yes, hi. Similar to the other RCA students that are graduating, I'm just really happy that I've completed this qualification, but at the same time a little bit sad because I really enjoyed the classes and they've really added to my learning experience, being able to share stories with other RCA students.
Yes.
The other great thing was the support of my family and my friends. They let me try coaching on them, and I'm just so grateful to them for letting me experience that with them. And also my peer coaches who taught me a lot. I learn a lot from my peer coaches. And then finally my peer clients, and I think Rita's on the phone, and that was just such a wonderful experience, and I'm just so lucky to have gone through that. So, yeah, thank you to everyone.
Fantastic. Thanks, Stacey. And before we go to the next person, just a reminder to everyone to hit star 6. Now, there is someone who hasn't muted their line, and we can hear a lot of background noise. And I'm thinking maybe it might be some of the supporters who perhaps aren't familiar with doing that. So perhaps if you're here to support someone, if you can just press the little star button on your phone and then the number 6, you'll stay on the call, but you'll just be muted. And then if you want to speak, you do the same thing again. Okay, great. That's much better. Thank you very much. Okay, Trudy from Melbourne as well.
Oh, hi, Robin.
Hi.
I suppose I share all the others' feelings. I've loved interacting with everyone from all around the world, the teachers, the students. It's been a huge personal growth for me. I think it's been a journey that I wouldn't have missed. It's been one of the greatest things that I've ever experienced. And, yeah, I can only see things moving forward. And I think it's just great that everyone even now is here sharing on the line and just that personal connection that you feel with everyone, even though we're thousands of miles away from one another. So I'd like to, thank everyone from ICA and also congratulate everyone who's graduating and wish everyone well for the future.
Great. Thank you very much. Excellent. Gary in Baltimore.
Yes. First of all, I want to say the ICA program was fantastic, and I think what was great about it was not only was this a journey in becoming an accomplished coach, but for me, it was also a journey in self-discovery. I found it very insightful and a beautiful experience. And I also had the pleasure of sharing it with my wife, who's graduating with me, so I want to congratulate her. That's Amy in Baltimore. I thought that the structure of the program was fantastic. And for me, as others have mentioned, the highlight supervised. Sherry, I know you're there. It was a wonderful experience with Sherry. And we made lots of friends in this program that we'll probably have for many years to come. So thank you very much.
Thank you. That was wonderful. And we love the husband and wife team. That's fantastic. So, Amy, we'll get to you in a minute. We'll just go next to Ping from Shanghai. Ping, are you still there from Shanghai?
Hi. This is a very fantastic journey for my personal growth.
and appreciate all people who assist me in the graduation process, and appreciate all teachers around the world, and especially the supervised coaching, Karen and all peers. And it's not a learning process for me. It's a self-discovery. And the process gave me much more confidence and more support from the people I know, and I know much better myself. So now I know where I'm going to. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. You're welcome. And Amy from Baltimore.
Hi, thank you, Robin. First, I want to congratulate everyone on the call and say that it was a great experience.
Oh, sorry, Amy. I'll just interrupt you for a second because that is a little bit loud. We can't hear you. Ping, have you managed to mute? Yes, great. Okay, go ahead, Amy.
Super, thank you. It was a wonderful experience. I think that the teaching, the facilitators were wonderful. Everyone was so different and yet really had a great way of interacting with all of us, no matter how close or far we were. And I think that this program has really allowed me to not only reconnect with myself spiritually, but also to be able to reconnect with friends, family, and clients that I have had the fortune of meeting and working with, and that's been such a pleasure. And I really look forward to sharing this coaching experience for many years to come with lots of people, and I think that it'll be a great, really a great lesson in my life, in my husband's life, and just a great learning experience for us. So I wanted to thank everybody, especially Karen, who was so wonderful and supervised. And I loved the experience of the peer coaching. I had a wonderful peer coach, and it really gave me a great sense of where I could go. And so that was a beautiful experience. Thanks for that.
It's almost ready.
Robin, you still there?
Yes, can you hear me? Thank you very much. I was thanking you. I think I just had myself on mute. I'm so keen to get everyone on mute. Put myself on mute. Thanks, Amy. I mean, all of us, so the graduates, students, trainers, we all know the mute-unmute thing, don't we? It's certainly one of the unwritten skills you come out of ICA with. Bob from Michigan, would you like to go next?
This is Bob from Michigan.
Hi, Bob. Welcome.
I had to mute and unmute. I still haven't learned that lesson, I guess. I get, you know, the one thing I think that ICA gave to me was just a sense of hopefulness. The biggest thrill I had was in my classes was the international flavor and meeting people and help coaching people and being coached by people all across, around the world. And at this time in particular, it's a little bit dark, I think, at least from my standpoint, living in the United States, so that the ICA came at a great point in my life just to give me a little hope with. So I'm really, really grateful for that. From just a professional standpoint, I've always been a self-directed learner. I kind of always looked for other opportunities to engage in that process, to be a little more, you know, directed or at least get recognition and acknowledgement for the way I learn. And I found that most university settings weren't, you know, they weren't really made for me, and I wasn't interested in them. My undergraduate work was a real self-directed. I developed my own curriculum and everything. So I found ICA kind of fluky. It was kind of one of those synchronistic experiences in my life. And what it's really convinced me is how much I can trust my own process, as well as just that I'm skill set oriented as opposed to, you know, the letters after my name. And I've always been more interested in developing skill sets. And I think that's kind of a way of the future of learning what to do and, you know, and how to do it. And I thought that what I really liked about ICA is that it brought people from all walks of life into, you know, a helping profession that's based on developing a skill set that maybe they already innately have or can develop. So that was just exciting to me, and I felt at home. The supervised coaching experience was thrilling to me. I just thought it was just a lot of fun and very informative. So I go forward in building my coaching practice. I'm excited about it and kind of know myself a little better too. So thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for those insights. That's fantastic. And, you know, I'm just going to read out now the next three names in a row just so people can get ready for the mute-unmute exercise. So we'll have Angie from Oregon next, followed by Leonie from Australia and Jennifer from Seattle. So, Angie, if you're there, would you like to share something?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Well, you know, I'm sure other students might have experienced the same as me. I originally looked at several different organizations for my coach training, and I even went so far as to register for one of those that was, you know, a simpler, shorter period of time, cost less. And thankfully, I changed my mind before I made my payment, and I chose to go with ICA instead, and I've never regretted that decision. I am very happy with the training I received. The instructors have been wonderful, and I appreciate their different styles. And I really gained a lot from all of my teleclasses. Supervised coach, I had Karen, and it was really great. I think that I learned a lot. But I'm really grateful that I went with ICA instead of another program, because you're really worth it. And I'm very really glad to be part of this organization.
Well, I'm so glad, too, that you made that decision. And congratulations on graduating today.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, Leonie from Australia.
Hello. I was just a supporter for Stacey.
Great. Thanks, Leonie. Thanks for coming. It's so important that the supporters come. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Jennifer from Seattle.
Okay. Many, this was a really great experience for me. And one thing that stands out is I reconnected with what's right for me after several years. Rather than doing things because they just kind of came up, I'm connected with what I really want to do and finding my own path. So I'd like to thank ICA for that.
Great. Thank you very much. Excellent. Jennifer in Seattle. Oh, that was Jennifer.
That was, yeah.
Sorry, Jennifer. I'm getting my list going backwards. I'll read the next three just so we make sure we include everybody who wants to speak. Rita from Colorado. Rita's also a supporter, so we thank you for being here. We have Daryl from St. Louis, Jackie from New York, and Julie from Shanghai. So maybe we'll go to Daryl next. Daryl, if you'd like to unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Would you like to share something about your graduation today?
I would. I'd like to sincerely thank ICA and, more importantly, all the students, and thank them for all of the things that I've learned, both about myself and about coaching. I'd like to give a shout-out to Steve for his love and support, and also thank you to some of my fellow colleagues from Supervised Coaching who are on this call. Thanks for your time and all that I learned from you. I was reading Wayne Dyer's book, Inspiration, this week, and there was a particular quote in here I thought that was kind of appropriate. It says, "Keep in mind the ancient simple truth that the mighty oak was once a little nut that held its ground. We're all a mighty oak in the making, and it's all right to be a little nutty as long as we also hold our ground." So, that's kind of cool.
That's great. Can I get you to read that again a little bit louder, just so some people might have missed it?
Oh, unfortunately, I closed the book.
Ah!
Here we go. It says, "Keep in mind the ancient simple truth that the mighty oak was once a little nut that held its ground. We're all a mighty oak in the making, and it's all right to be a little nutty as long as we also hold our ground."
That's great. Thank you.
So we can have fun at this coaching, too.
Yes. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Jackie from New York. We're then moving on to Julie from Shanghai. So either one of you, whoever's ready.
Oh, listen to that beautiful, quiet line. It's great, isn't it? I just can imagine us all at a really huge graduation ceremony. The audience is full, and all our wonderful graduates are getting up to speak. So, Jackie, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Great, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Gosh, yes, thank you. The other phone, I guess, wasn't unmuting. This is Jackie from New York, as I would say, as I announced myself for a class. They were great classes. I have always been a believer in teaching a man to fish so he can sustain himself and still retain his self-respect. And I believe that coaching does exactly that by allowing the client to determine his course of action. And I am thrilled that I will be part of that process for many people. And in getting to where I am today, I'm very thankful for the love and common sense my mother and grandparents instilled in me and the love and support that my husband and family have given me, and especially during the last few years of my own self-discovery journey, culminating with the empowerment gained through the ICA course. And thank you especially to two ladies on the call tonight, my peer coach, Andrea, and Sherry, my supervised coach. I believe that this is just the beginning of a very exciting and rewarding second half of my life. And thank you to all, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Jackie. That's wonderful. We appreciate you, and congratulations on graduating today. Julie from Shanghai, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first, I would like to acknowledge myself to complete this coaching certification within 1.5 years while I'm still having the full-time job. And I really appreciate the quality and the professionalism of ICA coaches, especially to my supervised coach, Karen. And it's really enriched my overall knowledge and experience, not in the career, but also in my whole life. Finally, I also would like to appreciate my peer coach, Max, from Singapore, and the team from Shanghai. And yeah, we are a good team, and we are good peer coach, and learn a lot from you as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Julie. That's fantastic. I'm going to read out the next three names now. I have Max from Singapore, Andrea from Boston, and Janet from Adelaide. So, Max, from Singapore, are you there? Would you like to share something?
Sure, Robin. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you fine. You sound great. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Good. I'll go ahead. Well,
yes.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, ICA. Thank you, people on this call. Thank you, all students with whom I interacted. And first of all, I would like to commend you folks at ICA, I mean, for creating this wonderful learning environment. I think you really created universe, you know, universe for learning, and not only coaching, you know, all other things that you do. I really appreciate this flexible style of learning. I mean, just being at home and learning all these things. Right now I'm lying in my hammock, you know, and participating in the congratulations, in the graduation ceremony. This is great. Also, your internet platform, I think the online forum and all the community of practices, all this myriads of teleclasses that you created, I think this is really fantastic. Second, I want to commend all people, you know, whom I had the honor to meet with, my clients, my peer coaches, my peers in the supervised coaching. And really, I'm taking away friends out of this 1.5 years experience, like Julie, you know. And now, whenever I go to Shanghai, I know there is a person whom I want to see, you know, and we met a few days ago. And last thing, I want, of course, to commend myself and acknowledge myself for going this program through. I would say it gave me a big amount of confidence in myself, and I think because the coaching is really a way of approaching life. Wherever you are a manager, wherever you are a salesperson, or, of course, a life coach or business coach, it's just the way how you approach life, you know, ups and downs in life. And I think this is a skill that everybody has the right to have. And ICA, keep going. I mean, the more people learn coaching and become proficient in this, the better life on this planet will be, I think. Thank you. Hello?
That was very nice.
Thank you, Maxim.
Sure
thank you very much.
We'll come online in a moment. Yeah, that was wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. Do we have anyone else that we haven't included? This is Bronwyn. I'm not sure what's happened. I think Robin has been dumped from the line. So obviously the American teleclass system or phone system doesn't like Australian accents for some reason, because I got dumped this morning as well. Anyway.
Lily in Minneapolis just wanted to say thanks for absolutely everything, and it was incredible instructors, and it's nice that it was such a school that takes coaching so seriously. I mean, I've actually heard of schools that take a weekend to teach coaching. I don't understand how that's possible. And it gives it tremendous credibility, and I'm just relieved to be certified now.
well done. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great to hear. And yes, it is amazing when we hear people who, did a 3-hour course or something to do coaching, when you think about the depth of it and how far it is to go forward. Andrea from Boston was next.
Yeah, hi everyone. I started this at the end of January of this year, and at that point I had a 2-year-old and 6-month-old twin boys, and I thought this was going to be a 3 or 4 or 5 year process, and here I am graduating. I've loved every second of it. It's just been brilliant. The facilitators, have all been great. And the opportunities that it's opened up have been huge. The friendships, thanks, Jackie and Sherry, for our supervised coaching. Just the learning and just the thinking, and it's just been just so insightful. It's just been wonderful to hear, everyone's point of views and information. It's just been brilliant. And I think it's changed the questions that I ask myself every day. And I think that's it.
That's
fantastic.
Over to you.
Thanks, Ron.
I was going to say how amazing that Andrea has 2 sets of boy twins. That in itself needs an award, I think, before you even get to graduating at ICA.
I agree. Certified coach with twins. We need a new designation on our certificates. Thank you. So Janet from Adelaide.
Hi, how are you, everybody?
Hi.
I'd just like to say that over this period, while I've been doing the ICA, this has been an amazing journey for me, personally and professionally. At the end of it, I find myself running my business as a coach, absolutely loving it, finding purpose in my life, and I'm probably happier than I've ever been. So, and the best part of the ICA, and I can't believe I'm actually saying this, was the supervised coaching. Sherry, you were absolutely brilliant, taught me so much. And the other thing about ICA, is that I really made some great friends, especially Trudy, and I know she's on the line, so thank you, Trudy. It's been a really, really good time, and I'm actually quite relieved to get to the end of it, as much as that might sound terrible, but it is nice to get to the end knowing that I've made some friends along the way. So thank you very much, everyone, and good luck to everybody else.
Thanks, Janet, and it is a huge achievement to get to the end of it, so I can understand totally. Okay, the next 3 people coming up, we have Lily from Minneapolis, Helen from Melbourne, and Darlene from Texas. So, Lily, if you're there and you'd like to share something. Okay, maybe we'll go to Helen or Darlene, whoever of those 3 is.
Hi, it's Helen from Melbourne. Can you hear
me? Hi. Great, Helen. We'll come back to you, Lily. So, yes, Helen, if you'd like to go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just remember starting and then looking at all the timetables and mapping it all out and going, holy goodness me, how long is this going to take? It just seemed monumental. And to be at the end of it is just feels incredible. The journey from the very beginning to the end just seems, quite amazing. And one of the first things is something that Bronwyn spoke about was this new learning environment was huge. I've never studied online before or through teleclasses. I didn't even know what a teleclass was. I remember signing in for the first time, and there were people from all over the world, and I just went, wow, this is just amazing. And I think that in and of itself is a huge new skill, a new learning, of one that I'm still starting to understand the possibilities of it, but also the limitations of it as well. I remember, you know, things like, you know, the phone thing not working, getting really frustrated, for example, and then conquering that and just feeling amazing. I thought everyone's mentioned supervision being really a crucial part of the study, which I think could be even extended. And I thought all the assessment criteria were a really important part of my learning, and I think especially the research paper, the models and the power tool, but the research paper in particular just extended my understanding of how the depth of coaching and all the parts that play in it and all the different disciplines that can inform coaching was just incredible. I thought the teachers were absolutely incredible and extremely generous with their knowledge. Bill and Jim Clarkson and Angela and Lou in particular, I just feel so fortunate to have had them as my teachers. And I guess the question now, I have to say a really big thank you to my partner who's on the line. Without him having two young children, I just wouldn't have been able to do it. And he just so many weekends that he would take the kids out and I'd be studying. And the question now is the next step. What's the next step to continue becoming a masterful coach is my question. And I'd love to keep connecting with people here in Melbourne and Australia. Some face-to-face connecting would be brilliant. I'm not quite sure how to go about that at this point, but I might leave that there on the line. And one other thing I really wanted to share, for anyone who's interested in brain-based coaching, there's a fantastic book I'm reading at the moment called The Brain That Changes Itself by Norman Doddridge, and it's just the implications for coaching are just awesome. So I just wanted to thank ICA. I feel really proud to be graduating from ICA. When I speak to different people who've gone through some of these, for want of a better word, Mickey Mouse courses, I think ICA is highly professional and most excellent. So thank you to everyone, and congratulations to everyone else who is graduating today as well.
Thank you so much, Helen. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Okay, Darlene from Texas. Darlene, are you there?
Hi, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Darlene.
It's been a few weeks. I had problems with the mute thing. gosh, I've been listening to what everybody has had to say, and I just want to agree with everybody. I started with ICA because of the convenience and that it was all teleclasses, and my children are very young, and I didn't want to have to go away to study over a weekend with some of the other programs. And it ended up being just such a fabulous experience, and I've made so many friends from all over the world and have been open to so many new perspectives. And just the personal development that I've made has been amazing, and it has helped me so much in the work that I do. So I'm very grateful, and congratulations to everybody, and I look forward to connecting with the alumni events that we have.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Now, we're getting towards the end of our list. We have, I think, Charlene, but I'm not sure where you're from. Charlene, I didn't quite catch it. Amanda, do you know? Do we have a Charlene?
Shalini from India. This is Shalini from India, Robert.
Shalini from India, yes. Welcome. Would you like to share something?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Thank you.
As I sit here today on my graduation day, I am reminded of my very first class at ICA. It was FC100 Perspective One, Bill Turpin. Every time I am reminded of that class, I find myself so happily astonished. It was the first experience with the teleclass method of learning. Here I was thinking, how on earth, you know, is it possible to teach or learn without even looking at each other? A method which I was so used to all my life. And later, when I heard so many voices on the call, you know, from so many different parts of the world, it was overwhelming. However, something magical happened there. You know, within 15 minutes of the start of that call, I was sharing the change in perspective I had experienced recently with people I never knew. This was my very first brush with the safe learning space.
I see, Froggy.
So very... so well crafted here at ICA, and that set the momentum for the journey. Being able to work in this open and safe environment here where curiosity is rewarded has instilled in me an appetite for learning. And it is here that I have gained and harnessed new skills, some I have put to practice already, only to find them extremely useful and effective. Also, here has made so many new friends in different parts of the world that the thought is so beautiful. The recent Mumbai fiasco got to my mailbox a couple of emails from people I did not know inquiring for the well-being of my family and friends. And it was such a humbling experience for me. And in my culture, we call teachers guru, and they are revered. I don't want to let this opportunity pass by without me paying my respects to all of them. So here's to all of you. Thank you, Bill, Karen, Sherry, Isabel, Mercy, Jim, Joanne, Meg, Alan, Ton, Linda, Paul, Jamie, Angela, and the members of the staff who work painstakingly behind the curtain to make this possible. I realized their contribution during supervised coaching and the synchronization of the assessment criteria. I also want to thank my family and friends for their support at every stage. And I want to celebrate my dedication, perseverance, and patience during this course day. There were many, many more moments when I felt stretched, and looking back at those bursts of growth, I'm happy and proud of my journey here. So thank you, ICA.
Wow, thank you, Shani. That was a fantastic acknowledgement. And on behalf of all the trainers and staff at ICA, I want to thank you for giving that to us. And also to the rest of the students who've done the same thing. It's really fantastic to hear how much you enjoyed the training. We're very proud of all of you. So thank you very much. I think we have a couple more left. I think Joni Danson from the USA. Are you there? And I think that's about it, but perhaps if I've missed you, if you could just speak up now. Joni, yes. Go ahead, Joni.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. This has been an amazing, incredible experience for me. I remember my first call that I was going to make for a class, and I actually was so nervous that I called and hung up, and I called back. and then I was greeted with such a wonderful teacher, and everyone has just been so kind and caring and non-judgmental, and I've just grown a lot this entire year. And the friends and the connection in this community is incredible. And also on my first call, when I heard people calling in from all over the world, I just got goosebumps. Because to me, what an amazing opportunity to touch other people's lives in other parts of the world and to learn about them, and just a global community to me is what it's going towards. And to be a part of it is incredible and amazing. And I have all my family and friends here, and we're sitting in my dining room and we're having a nice dinner and listening to this graduation, and I'm just overwhelmed by everyone's speeches and the whole experience. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Joni. And everyone, say hello to Joni's family in California. Hi.
Yay.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Hi. Yes, thank you very much. I'm glad you're making a special evening of it. We're very proud of you too, Joni.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Is there anyone else that I missed on the list? Any other graduates that are with us? Well, that's fantastic. I got everybody. Who else?
Pradeep.
Oh, yes, Pradeep from India. Pradeep, are you with us? Maybe she's dropped off. Yeah, she may come back on, but congratulations to her as well. I did think I heard her name too. Well, thank you very much. Oh, it's a he, Pradeep. Yes. Yeah, he. Thank you to all the graduates. I must say, as I was listening, it's quite extraordinary, the quality of our graduates, their passion, and their enthusiasm for coaching. It's really fantastic to hear. And I just made a few notes of the the sort of things that were coming up, there seemed to be some common themes. And I'll just quickly run through those with us all. There's a couple that I noticed. Many people spoke about how professional our school is and how glad they were that they went for the full certification rather than the short course. Many people spoke about coaching as a way of life and that the training they received actually delivered... Hello, is someone join us? Hello? Someone have to go to bed? Okay. Yeah, as a very young coach. Many people spoke of coaching as a way of life and that the program had enriched their life, not just given them a qualification for a new career. Many people spoke of the community and the strength of our community, and I know that that's definitely the case. The global nature of it, the fact that you really pretty much have a coach now, a friend in every city around the world through the ICA network, and that's growing at an enormous rate. So many people spoke about the confidence that they now have after the training, not just to do the coaching, but also in their work and in their lives. Someone mentioned the teleclasses as being part of the hidden curriculum, the ability to run a teleclass, to learn online and through teleclass, and how powerful that can be. And how that is sometimes quite a surprise. And finally, many, many people spoke of their experience in supervised coaching and how valuable that was and how much they got out of it. So that's just a quick summary from me, from all of your thoughts. And on behalf of ICA, the trainers, Bronwyn, myself, the executive team and the administration team, I want to thank you for that acknowledgement. It's fantastic. Bronwyn, did you want to say something before we go? And I'll also hand over to the trainers as well if they want to say anything and any other ICA staff on the line.
Well, maybe if we open it up to other trainers first.
Okay, so anyone want to say something?
Robin, this is Sherry Boone.
Yeah, hi, Sherry.
I would love to say just a couple of things. I'm so happy to be here with you all celebrating this great achievement with all of you today. I'm celebrating you. It's really great to hear you. And so many of you, we were together in Supervised Coach. You know that you are magnificent coaches. And I really want you to know how much you have lifted me up. It's been my honor to join you on your journey. And I want to say to all of you, congratulations. You deserve to be so proud of yourselves. And thank you for sharing your magnificent coaching gifts with your clients and with the world. My very best to you always. And I would also like to share from Bill Turpin, who wanted to be here and was not able to be here. And so from Bill, he really wanted you all to know, I'm going to read his words. He said, "Just tell them I love them because I really do. And they will be missed, and tell them not to become strangers. They can always find support with us." So that's direct from Bill. He was very disappointed. And please know he's celebrating with you as well today. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Sherry. That's great. Anyone else from ICA like to say something?
Yes, Robin, it's Michael. I'd love to say something.
Thanks, Michael. Go ahead.
First, I'd like to say congratulations to all of you. I know that being a new member of the ICA team, I didn't get to spend maybe as much time with all of you or with any of you. But I do want you to realize that it was such a great experience to be part of ICA and be here at your graduation and share in your wonderful celebration, as well as know how much you've enjoyed being here, just as much as I enjoyed my experience at ICA as well. And the biggest thing that I just want to leave you with is not only that congratulations and what, you know, it's such an exciting time for you, but it's very easy, you know, when we come to ICA, we're taking classes and it's virtual halls and we're all in our own little places and we all get to connect and spend time together at ICA. And now that you have completed this journey, we don't want you not to be still connected to the ICA community. Because it's very easy as a coach to go out there and then all of a sudden realize you feel alone because it's just you. But you're not alone. You're a great part of the ICA community as well as the coaching profession. And I really look forward to having the opportunity to get to know you guys through the ICA community as well as a coach and all these conferences and all the different opportunities we'll have to get to know each other even more. But remember that we're here to support each other and always be here for each other as we continue on. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you so much, Michael. And anybody else from ICA?
Hi, Robin. It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Go ahead.
Just a quick congratulations to everybody on behalf of the admin and finance team. Wish you all success and the best for the future. And just to let you know that your certificates will be on their way this week. So just allow a few weeks for the post to reach you. And well done again.
Great. Thanks, Amanda. I did forget to mention that. So thank you so much for that. And my dog was also just agreeing with you with that one. Thank you very much. Anyone else from ICA? Okay, great. Look, also I'd like to thank, before I hand over, perhaps Bronwyn would like to say something, but before I do that, I'd also like to acknowledge and thank all the family and friends who came along to this call, because as many people mentioned, they really, really depended upon the support that you gave them. And Bronwyn also mentioned this in her speech at the beginning. It's not to be underestimated. So thank you so much, all of you, for the support that you gave to our graduates. And in fact, if any of you would like to say something, we have some time. So is there someone who'd like to say something? Anyone from family and friends?
Robin, this is Ed from New York.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hi, I'm sorry. I'm Jackie's other half. And, yes. So we went out, and I was looking at doing this for myself as part of my business. And I wasn't sure how it was all going to work, but I have to admit I've been on the outside watching her change, and the change has been amazing and remarkable. And you guys have done a wonderful job scripting a great course, and the content is obviously there, but also the changes that you've made, I can tell from the outside of one of your students, has been phenomenal. So I just, on behalf of a support person, I just wanted to say thank you for what you've done for her, and in turn what you've done for me, because yeah, she's able to coach me. She's able to coach me better now. So
that's fantastic. And I missed your name. What was your name?
This is Ed Biernat.
Sorry?
This is Ed from New York.
Ed from New York. Okay. So the reason I'm asking you, Ed, is because I'm going to look out now on the enrollment queue and see when your name drops in and personally welcome you to our school. Thank you so much. What you say is absolutely true. It's great. Anybody else would like to say something from family?
Yeah, over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. This is Clay. Bob from Michigan is my dad. I'm joined here by my wife,
wow,
Kimberly, and my mother-in-law, and our daughter, Pearl, Bob's granddaughter. We'd like to congratulate Bob. He did a great job, and we're all here supporting him. Would anybody like to say hi?
Go, Bob! Go, Bob!
Great. Everybody say hi back to Bob's family. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
That's fantastic. I mean, I get a real visual image of people having dinner all around the world with their family and friends celebrating. It's so lovely of you to come for Bob. Well done, Bob, and having such a great family as well as graduating as a coach. Okay, anybody else like to say something? No? Okay.
Great. One question.
Yes.
Is there any place in the web where we can go and see the list of ICA graduates living in different countries?
Yeah. I'm glad you asked that. I might just hand over to Amanda because she's got the answer to that one.
Oh, hi. Yeah, the list is posted on the community bulletin already, so you can go in there and it's all listed by country. So get all the information from there.
Where?
At the community bulletin.
Which one? There are so many chapters in there.
The community bulletin you can access from the Learn site at any time.
No, I know. Which part of discussion forum? What's the name of the topic?
Sorry, it's not the discussion forum. It's actually the community bulletin, which is our online community bulletin that students can access on the Learn site.
You know what we might do, Amanda? What I think we'll do is we'll send out a little reminder to everyone with a link, and you can go straight there and have a look.
Okay. Yeah,
that would
be great.
Yeah, that would be great. That's a great question. Thank you. Thanks, Amanda. Anybody else? Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Brian, did you want to say something before we all give a big shout and a hooroo?
yes, I did. I just wanted to once again congratulate you all, of course. Thank you to Amanda and Susan for assessments and organizing the entire huge event of 125 people graduating, including all of the assessors as well. There's Mercy and Lorene, and many people jumped in and helped out this time, many of the trainers, because we had so many, which was fantastic. So there's many people who have done things, as well as, of course, the wonderful Sherry, who's on the line in Supervise, and Karen in Supervise, and Jamie in Supervise. So thank you so much to all of those people, too, for supporting you as you finally pass that mark of graduating. And I welcome you all into the alumni at ICA, and consider yourself now part of that elite group of the alumni, other graduates who worked hard like yourself to join it and who are going out and coaching around the world. So congratulations. And to finally finish up with, I want to thank you, Robin, for emceeing today's ceremony. It's been great that you've been able to do this. And I know you're at the earlier 2 o'clock call, which was 6 a.m. in the morning. So everyone's been doing amazing hours to be at this exciting, energetic day at ICA. So thank you, Robin, for a great job. And well done, Amanda, on 3 graduations in a row. Woohoo!
That's fantastic. And how many in total, Amanda, are we having?
4 ceremonies. We have our last one on Monday.
Okay, 4 ceremonies, 120 graduates. Well done, everyone. It's fantastic. So if we can all go out with a big yoo-hoo, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Well done.
Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye